Welcome to the Amaranth Royal Wedding, catered by Signature Eats. I'm Sig, and I'm serving up pies, cookies, toroids, one very important cake, and absolutely no adventures.
Oh, wow. The royal kitchens. This is... Oh, man. Look at the size of that oven. And the quality of these pots and pans. Oh, and all the counter space. I've never seen this much counter space in my life.
Yeah. It kind of feels like ye old food network in here.
No, I can't believe this is happening. This is so amazing. Oh, I feel like a kid on Hollymas. Come on, I can't be the only one who's freaking out.
In a good way, I hope.
Hmm? Oh, Lady Isadora.
Hello, Sig. B. And happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage.
Hmm. You may call me happy.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're up early. And this is the first time I've ever seen you in clothes that don't make it look like you're on your way to kill someone.
Yes. Believe it or not, I do own articles of clothing that aren't armor. And I had business to attend to when you arrived last night, but I arranged to have your attendants wake me when you got up. I hope your travel was easy.
Yeah, it was no problem. Hexwell owed me a major favor since I saved the world and everything. No big deal. So they let me use their souped-up teleportation circle. And I think I should be able to get us back, since my personal teleportation spell more or less works on Pokemon rules.
Pokemon rules?
You know, you can only fast travel to a place you've been before.
I do not see what the rule has to do with Pokemons.
I'm gonna tell you what that word means, but first, I wanna hear what you think it means.
Izzy?
Your Majesty!
Izzy, we're engaged.
Sorry. Habit. Marigold?
Better.
But you should be in bed.
So should you, and yet here we both are. And I see we're not alone. Hello.
Hi! I mean, hello. Greetings, Your Majesty, or Highness. I've never met a queen before. We don't even have queens where I'm from. We fought a whole war about it. I'm just going off Disney movies. Should I bow? I feel like I should be bowing. Am I even allowed to talk to you? Wait, you talk to me first, or am I making that up?
I did speak to you first, and you don't need to be so nervous. You are the Bakers, I'm assuming.
Yes, this is Sig and his friends, Bee and Happy.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the palace, and thank you for agreeing to do this. Isadora spoke so highly of your bakery that once we were engaged, it was the most natural thing to do. Especially after what you did for her.
Made her a very good pie?
She knows about the sword. I was going to have to tell her at some point. We are getting married.
But rest assured, I understand that your interests are all baking-related, and that's the only capacity in which your services will be required. I can promise no one will be asking you to pull any blessed swords from enchanted sheaths while you're here. All I need is for you to stay completely within your wheelhouse, if that's all right with you.
It is so all right. Queen Marigold, this is an amazing opportunity. Thank you so much for hiring us. I promise you are going to have the best wedding reception ever.
That was going to be the case regardless. But now we are going to have the best cake at a wedding reception ever, too.
You obviously have full use of the kitchen and the pantries. Please let anyone know if there's anything that you need, and they'll get it right to you. Oh, and of course, you'll have full use of the kitchen staff, once they're awake, which should be soon. They're all very skilled, and with your direction, I'm sure you'll...
Oh, Your Majesty, and Lady Isadora, I'm sorry, I can come back.
No, come in, Anna. You should meet the people you'll be sharing a kitchen with for the next 3 days. This is Anna. She runs the kitchens. Anna, this is Sig, the baker, and his friends, Bee and Happy.
Did you hear that? She called me Sig, the baker.
Nice to meet you all.
I just wanted to make sure everything in here was properly set up before we start prep for the big day. Pantry stocked, knives sharpened.
Anna.
Ovens cleaned, floors spit shined.
Anna.
And I need to extra super double check the menu because I know it's been finalised for weeks now, but I need to be sure on the allergies for everyone because if there's an international incident because I forgot some Duke was allergic to cilantro and he goes blue and passes out right in the middle of the first dance and I just...
Anna.
I'm going to stop talking now.
As you can tell from our extremely thorough, youngest ever kitchen manager, who should be more confident in her own competence, you are in good hands.
Yes, the best. Now, I'm going back to bed.
And I...
You are also going back to bed. Queen's orders.
That's not stopping, is it?
Absolutely not. It's so effective.
In that case, I am also going back to bed. I'll check on you again at some point in the afternoon.
Sounds good. Don't worry about anything. We've got it covered.
As long as it's baking related.
Right.
We have complete faith in you. Now, come along, is it?
Sig, I will pay you 20 silver pieces to call her Izzy to her face.
Sure. Let me antagonize the woman with the huge blessed sword who got me this cushy job. That sounds like a really great plan for both my career and my intestines. Hey, Anna, right?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I know I already got your names, but I'm kind of in my head right now, so I sort of blanked.
No worries. I'm Sig.
Hi, Sig.
I am happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage. But as we are to be working in close quarters and time is of the essence, you may call me Happy.
Interesting. Is it a family name?
It is aberrant.
Oh?
Don't worry, he doesn't bite.
Biting would be an inefficient way to cause bodily injuries, and breaking one's mind is always more effective in the long run.
Was any of that a threat?
Nah, he just talks like that. Don't worry about it. Also, I'm Bee. I love that necklace.
Ah, thanks. It's a lily. And I like your metal thing. The crystal is pretty. What is it?
Oh, it's my laptop / tablet.
Laptop?
It's a thing from where I'm from that I use for spellcasting and more trashy reality TV show marathons than I'd like to admit, but you don't know what that means, so it's probably fine.
Where you're from? You mean Solar Guard?
No, I go to Hexwell, but I'm not actually from here. I'm from another realm.
Wait. So you're from another realm and he's an aberrant one? Do you all just run the most supernatural bakery in the realm?
Ha! That's nothing. Sig here is...
Really excited to get started on everything! Why don't you and Happy get the oven fired up?
Oh, I love watching Happy do that! Come on, Hap!
Anna, we don't want to step on your toes. Tell us where we can work and who we can use, and we'll make sure to stay out of your way.
Oh, I don't mind. In fact, I've been really looking forward to you all arriving. A little excitement. A little variety.
You're not getting that from once-in-a-lifetime royal wedding? Because I'm basically living my dream life right now.
I mean, yeah, it's a wedding, but we're in the kitchen. That's not the exciting part.
Trust me, the kind of excitement you're thinking of is overrated.
I'm just saying it'll be nice to have some new people to talk to in here. And I was just excited to talk to some people from overseas, but here you all are, and turns out she's from another realm and he's from the Abyss.
The oven is lit.
I mean, come on! Did you see that? He just shot fire out of his hands! That's exciting.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's as exciting as it gets. Not to get into it, but I'm coming off of more craziness than I ever want to go through again. And the absolute last thing I need right now is... Whoa! Lady Isadora.
My lady, what's wrong?
The ring. I just checked and it's not there. The ring is gone.
Any luck on the ring?
Still nothing. I told them we're keeping an eye out, but I can't think of why it would be in here.
Can the wedding happen without it? I mean, fingers crossed we find it, obviously, but can't they just go to Fantasy Zales and pick up another one?
The flowers of the crown are of great arcane significance. A simple replacement would not suffice.
Yes. How did you know that? Most people who live here don't even know that.
They have been responsible for disrupting more than a few otherwise meticulously planned aberrant operations in Amaranth.
Oh, right. You would know.
What are the flowers of the crown?
A set of 7 pieces of jewelry belonging to the ruling Amaranthian royal family.
6 pieces, actually, but yes. Tiaras, necklaces, rings, presented at important life events and stages of life. Coming of age, taking the throne.
Getting married.
Yes. They're very well known as symbols of the crown, but they're not just pretty hunks of metal. I wouldn't be telling you this if you didn't already apparently know, but they have some very strong protective wards on them that help keep the royal family safe, and with them, the kingdom.
Oh, that makes sense. Amaranth is a synecdoche, isn't it?
What?
A synecdoche. Meaning, the well-being of the kingdom relies, at least in part, on the well-being and actions of the ruling monarchs.
Wait, so like, if Queen Marigold catches a cold, everyone comes down with the sniffles?
Not exactly. It would have to be something more serious and probably magical, like a curse or a magical plague. And it's not all bad. Like, witches or fae sometimes show up to bless royal marriages and birth. A blessing on the royal family does a lot of good for everyone's health and the crops and all that, so the best thing to do is to take the good with the bad and try and minimize the harmful side effects.
Which is why they need the ring. Got it.
It's not just that. Queen Marigold, she's... How much do you know about Amaranthine history?
I know everything you've told me in the conversation we're currently having.
Right, different realm. Okay. So, everyone loves Queen Marigold. She's strong and fair, and she's kept the kingdom safe. But she took the throne at a young age. Too young.
Oh, I know about this. We learned about this in school. Another noble family, the Radicans. They staged a coup, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Her entire family was wiped out. All of the Amaranths gone, except for her. All her family from the other houses, too. The ring was her mother's. It's got a lot of sentimental value attached to it. I've heard her talk a lot about it. It means a lot to her to be able to wear it.
Hey, I'm sure they'll find it. Everyone's looking. And the wedding's not for 3 days. That's plenty of time.
And our job is making sure everything on our end is perfect for them once it happens, right?
Right. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's nothing for us in the kitchens to worry about, and...
Huh.
What? Did you think of something? Did you find it?
No, I just realized I grabbed baking soda instead of baking powder.
Oh.
I'll go get it. And maybe when I get back we can talk about my cake topper spell again?
B, the last one you tried blew up the test cake. Happy had to scrape frosting off the ceiling.
The blast radius was impressive and doubles as a cake delivery system. I believe it would make a striking and functional cake topper. But I was overruled.
See? Happy agrees with me.
Still no.
Come on! It really tied the whole cake together!
It literally did the opposite of that. Frosting on the ceiling.
The spell just needs some tweaking.
You give me a version that doesn't turn the cake into a weapon in the next 3 days, and sure. Until then, we're sticking with fondant.
I'd rather eat ceiling frosting than fondant.
Okay. We're going to have to start work on the cakes today and get as many of the decorations done as possible. The main cake is going to be chocolate ganache for the queen, lemon cream for Lady Isadora, and vanilla for the picky eaters.
There are also the cakes for the other 2 branches of the family.
Which is a little morbid considering the circumstances.
but traditional, so I'm not going to argue. That's what the staff is working on right now. We've got red velvet for House Rosaline, and angel food cake for House Lit. Did that cupboard just sneeze?
I believe it is the child sitting inside the cupboard.
Oh, that better not be. Parker, I told you to stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, but I...
You already ruined a whole roast chicken the last time you were in here.
I didn't ruin all of it. I just took a leg.
Oh, and I guess I was just supposed to have them serve the Queen an amputated chicken with dinner. Hmm?
Oh, I said I'm sorry. And I'm not here to steal food.
Likely story.
Annie!
Oh, no. You're not sweet-talking me today, mister. Hmm? Come on, get out of here, Parks.
Ugh, fine.
Ugh, that's Parker, Lady Isadora's Solar Guardian nephew. He's in the ceremony, and he's going to be constantly underfoot if we're not careful. I've been shooing him out of here since he arrived at this family 2 days ago.
Did you know he was in the cupboard the whole time?
Of course.
And you didn't think you should say something?
How was I to know that he was not meant to be in the cupboard?
We don't have kids in our cupboards. We don't have kids in our cupboards, right? What am I saying? Of course we don't. Right?
Not currently.
Okay, well, glossing right over that, we've been prepping all morning and I'm starving.
Ooh, I can help with that. Lydia, can you have 3 test plates made, please? Thank you.
You don't have to do that. I don't want to make things harder for you.
Oh, don't worry. We were going to end up eating all of this anyway. It's the dry run for the rehearsal dinner tomorrow.
A rehearsal for the rehearsal dinner?
Yes. I have to make sure that everyone can do this backwards in their sleep when the time comes.
Man, and I thought I was thorough.
Well, if you're going to be thorough, now's the time, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I know you already work here full-time, but this has got to be your dream gig, right? Ew, wrong. I know that face. I've made that face under very different circumstances.
You do not wish to help with the wedding?
I don't know. Of course I want to help with the wedding. That's maybe the only worthwhile thing I've ever been asked to do. But the kitchen? I shouldn't be here.
Then why are you?
I don't have a choice.
Sure you do. Talk to Lady Isadora. You're all buddy-buddy with her cousin, so obviously you have a good relationship. She can ask the Queen and...
I can't ask the Queen for anything more than I already have.
What do you mean?
Well, I grew up in the palace. Not because I belong here, but because I don't belong anywhere. I don't have family. I have this necklace from them, and that's it. The Queen took me in as a ward when I was very young. I owe her everything. I owe her this job, which I should not have. I can't cook to save my life.
You sure? Because everything smells really good.
Yeah, and I didn't cook any of it. I managed the kitchen. If I served any of my cooking to anyone with a title, it would probably be some kind of treason.
If the Queen cared about you enough to take you on as a ward, would it not follow that she would not want you to be miserable in your current position?
Oh, I'm not miserable. I just don't love my job. And who really loves their job, huh?
Me. I love my job. There is literally nothing I'd rather be doing than this.
Okay, fine. So you're the exception.
And I'm pretty sure Lady Isadora does too.
2 exceptions. That doesn't change the fact that...
Bee?
I got the baking powder! Also, it's snowing in the pantry.
Wait, snowing? What? Bee? Where did you get that sword? And your hands are covered in... Is that... blood?
Oh, don't worry. It's not my blood.
Ideally, there's just no fresh blood involved when we're baking, but I guess that's slightly better than the alternative.
You said it was snowing within the pantry.
Well, it wasn't really in the pantry. When I walked in, I found the baking powder pretty quick, but then I realized that the pantry kinda just kept going. And I was curious, so I kept walking, and then there were trees...
There were trees? B!
I know. I'm curious, okay? Sue me. I walked through until I ended up in this circle of pine trees, and it was snowing.
It was also snowing when you ended up in our world for the first time.
Hey, you're right. I didn't even think about that. That's weird that it happened twice, right? I know 2 isn't that many, but it feels weirdly specific enough that it could be a pattern. Maybe I should talk to Oliver about it. Do you think he's awake? What's the time difference between here and Soligard?
Wait, go back to the story. You just walked into a portal to another world. That's incredible.
Oh, it was wild. The place is called Everall. I met a half-bunny guy named Timur. Apparently, since I was the second one through the portal, I'm like the herald, and I have to bring the sword back to the true king so he can come back and finish what he started and end the eternal winter. I may have met Santa Claus, but he was extremely jacked, so I'm not sure. He's the one who gave me the sword.
You did all that in the past 5 minutes?
Nah, I've been gone like 3 days. But Timur said I'd come back around the same time as I left, so all good.
Okay, there's so much to unpack there. But I'm choosing not to. Are you okay? Not hurt or psychologically scarred or anything?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, great. Then, happy. You hold on to this sword for now. B, you have apparently been adventuring for 3 days, so maybe you get the blood washed off of you before you help with the test toroids?
Ooh, I'll take her. You can tell me about everything. Now, you said he was half bunny. What half are we talking?
That's a very good question, and the answer might surprise you.
Okay, we should probably tell someone about the portal in the pantry. Maybe they can put up a sign or something. We'll deal with the sword later, too. Lady Isadora knows all the knights here. She'll probably know who is supposed to get this. In the meantime, we have a job to do that does not involve swords. It involves sugar and flour and...
My, wedding preparations are well underway, I see. And it smells divine, but... Oh, you all look so surprised as you're frozen there, slack-jawed and stupid. Are your memories so short that you've already forgotten? Well, Baelfic hasn't forgotten, and just like I promised, I'm back!
Hey!
What?
Over here. Yeah, hi. Who are you, exactly?
Why are you not frozen? Neither of you are frozen.
I don't know. Could be one of, like, a double dozen things I can name off the top of my head for me... And Happy's aberrant one mojo throws off a ton of spells calibrated for mere mortals.
But this being is clearly Fae, and Lux was able to incapacitate me when she attacked us.
Good point. Oh, maybe those Fae wards we got.
We left those in Soligard to protect the shop.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, back to my question. Who are you exactly?
I... Baelfic, I just said... Were you not paying attention to my entrance? I put a lot of work into that. If you're not going to freeze like you're supposed to, the least you can do is pay attention.
No, I got your name. Not that it was super clear the way you said it, but you look like the type of person who refers to themselves in the third person a lot, so I figured it out. What I mean is, why is this happening? Because we're all in a pretty tight deadline here with the wedding, so...
Ah, yes. The wedding. The reason I'm here. The reoccurrence of Amaranth's great slight to me. Baelfic, the elegant, the powerful, the...
Happy, do you know what this is about?
What? No. Stop interrupting.
Sorry, it's just, you're really dragging this out and we're kinda in the middle of something important.
Nothing is more important than my revenge.
Happy?
I have no knowledge of a fae named Baelfic who is of any significance to Amaranth royal affairs.
How dare you! You're lucky I don't turn you into a toad.
Though I doubt that you could accomplish that, given your inability to even hold us in place, I would not be opposed to you attempting to do so, as B would find it amusing if you succeeded.
I came for elegant revenge, but if what you want is a brawl...
Whoa, okay, calm down. Baelfic, clearly you need to get this out of your system, so why don't you just...
It was the wedding of King Hawthorne and Queen Vivian. Invitations went out to all of the most prominent families, human and fae alike.
And you weren't invited? That's why you're upset?
Of course I was invited. Well, I was dating the Dauphin of the summer court at the time, and he was invited, and I was his plus one, but everyone knew we were dating. It was a thing. So it was basically the same as being invited.
Sure.
The ceremony was moving. The decorations were tasteful. But then we adjourned to the banquet hall, and the insult, the indignity, the chicken.
Chicken? Like the bird?
Like the menu item I didn't select. I wanted the fish, I was very clear. I even double-checked the RSVP before we sent it.
Wait, wait, wait. This is over a fish dinner you didn't get?
Not just a fish dinner. It was salmon with a toasted lavender almond reduction sauce, served with sides of grilled asparagus and garlic mashed potatoes.
You remember all that? That must have been, what, like 45, 50 years ago?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
If you think about it, that's kind of a compliment to whoever designed the menu. I wonder if they're still alive.
Yes, I wonder, so I can properly pay my respects.
Right, and by pay your respects, you mean...
Since that day, I have dreamt of nothing else but revenge on the kitchen staff of Castle Amaranth, and I...
Wait, what? Come on, the kitchen staff? That's who you're going after?
Do you have a better solution?
Yeah! So many! And none of them involve killing the kitchen staff!
We are not part of the Amaranth kitchen staff.
What?
Oh, good call, Happy. Yeah, we're outside contractors. That's probably why your freeze-zap thing didn't work on us. Overly specific revenge spells have that extra flair, but throw in some extra people and you're stuck talking to us instead of monologuing to statues. And back on topic, you can't kill the kitchen staff, and I need you to get out of here.
I never said I was going to kill the kitchen staff.
That still leaves many unpleasant methods of revenge available to you.
Who said it would be unpleasant? Who's to say a group this flighty might not even enjoy it?
I don't like that little emphasis you put on the word flighty. What do you mean by...
Isn't it elegant?
And that's why I'm never eating another peppermint in my life. No matter how good of an idea it seems at the time. Whoa! Where did all those doves come from?
And where'd everybody go? Wait, is that a fae? There's a fae in my kitchen? Hey, did you turn all of them to doves?
What? I leave for 3 full days and I miss nothing. But then I go to wash my hands and everyone's doves all of a sudden? Someone explain!
She is displeased she was served chicken instead of fish one time 45 to 50 years ago, and so has decided to punish the current kitchen staff, who I do not believe had anything to do with the decision.
If this is over chicken, then why didn't she turn them all into chickens instead of doves?
Don't ask us. She's standing right there. Ask her.
Hey, why didn't you turn everyone into chickens instead of doves? Wouldn't that have made more sense?
Fly! Fly free, you dumb birds!
Whoa, no, wait! Hey, stop!
They're getting out the door!
If I didn't get to enjoy my meal, nobody does. Good luck with your wedding reception. Love to the couple. Mwah.
So, it's the day before my wedding, and my entire kitchen staff are now... birds?
That about sums it up. Except for us, of course, and Anna.
Which is kinda weird. Like, she wasn't in the room, but even staff that weren't on duty got hit, so it wasn't an area of effect thing.
Perhaps because she does not actually cook.
Oh, or maybe it's the overly specific revenge thing? It was key to the Amaranth kitchen staff. You never knew your parents. Maybe you're not actually from Amaranth.
She is very much from Amaranth. And I am not so much concerned about the why as long as she's safe. That Fae shouldn't have even been able to get in here, but with the ring still missing, the wards on the palace are weaker than usual. We're honestly lucky her revenge was so bird-focused and not more deadly. And speaking of, what's the status on the... birds? Cooks. Both are wrong.
We spent most of the rest of the day and this morning trying to chase them down.
By yourselves?
Well, everyone else is doing more important things. Kitchen management is my responsibility.
Yes, you run the kitchens, not an aviary. I don't expect you to chase after birds.
She did a really good job, for the record.
She has a clear affinity for animals.
Yeah, and even after a full day chasing them down, her hair still looked amazing.
Really?
Yeah, when you took it down, it looked super cute.
Aw, thanks. Ah, and more importantly, all of the doves / cooks have been tracked down and confined, so that's the good news.
And the bad news?
I don't think we're going to be able to turn them back fast enough to help with the wedding prep. I did a diagnostic on one of them, and it looks like they'll turn back by themselves the morning after the wedding. So that's good at least. But to do it manually would take more time than we realistically have. And transmogs really aren't my strong suit anyway. If I botch it, they could get stuck as birds even longer. Or something worse.
Ah, this is all my fault.
Your fault? How could this possibly be your fault?
I had one simple thing to do.
And then a fae showed up and turned your staff into birds.
But if I had been there...
She might have decided to turn you into a bird too, which would have helped no one. Anna, please, you're doing a wonderful job, as always. Don't be so hard on yourself.
But I wanted to do this for you, and I let you down.
Anna, you have never let me down. And you're my ward, not the other way around. You shouldn't be worrying about me like this. Besides, this is a solvable problem. Not ideal, but we can contract out some of the work to local cooks. Extremely short notice, but with enough financial incentive, I'm sure we'll find enough people willing to help.
Okay, we'll have to tweak the menu. We don't have time to teach the more elaborate recipes to so many new people.
That's fine. Whatever makes it easier. And you, Sig, how are things on your end?
Well, we can still get the wedding cake done, no problem. But you guys ordered a lot of other desserts, and that's what we need the extra manpower for. We'll do our best, but...
That's all I'm asking for. I'll get some assistance if possible, and I'm so sorry about the birds.
Believe it or not, not the weirdest thing that's happened to me while trying to make a cake. As long as you don't have any other fae looking to ruin your wedding, I think we should be fine.
Great. Anna, you can come with me and we'll discuss the menu. The three of you, send for me if you need anything. And I know you've already looked, but if you do see that ring...
We'll let you know.
Thanks.
Okay, so we have no staff in about a day and a half before people need to be eating cake. Like I told her, the cake shouldn't be a problem, but I'm iffy on the toroids. We could do more cookies a lot faster, but I really wanted to debut the toroids here.
Maybe we do mostly cookies, and then a small batch of toroids for just the family table? Oh, or maybe we just make a bunch after and give the guests goodie bags before they leave, like the Oscars.
Maybe. But then we have to worry about packaging.
Maybe I poof back home, go to Party City, and...
I smell the child.
Okay, you have got to pick a less creepy way to announce that.
Parker! Come out of the hall!
Maybe I was just walking by. You don't know.
Are you holding a mouse behind your back?
No.
He is correct. That is a rat.
Parker, you weren't planning on letting that rat loose in the kitchen to distract us while you tried to swipe food, were you? Because that would double our work on the already really stretched timetable we're on, and you don't want to do that, do you?
I'm not stealing food. I'm on a secret mission, and...
Right. Important mission. Fun! But can you go play somewhere not in the kitchen? Like with the birds. The palace suddenly got a ton of birds. Kids like animals, right?
Oh, but...
Go view the birds.
Normally I'm against you doing that to kids, but desperate times calls for...
Double our work!
What? No, why would we...
No, I have an idea for a spell. Happy, can you get the test toroids out of the oven?
Yes, one moment.
Okay. So we can make everything, but we don't have the manpower to do it in bulk, right? But what if we could just make everything once and then multiply it?
Could you do that?
I mean, we'll see. I'm trying to write something now. But hypothetically, it should work.
Oh, it would help us out a ton. And we could help Anna on the cooking side if we ended up with extra time.
Here they are.
Thanks. And I think... done! Okay, this should be ready for a test. Fingers crossed, and...
It worked! And another one! Oh, Bee, you're a lifesaver.
It smells okay. Happy, I didn't accidentally transmute the sugar into arsenic or something, did I?
No. The duplicates are safe for your weak human constitution.
At this rate, we should be able to just make one quick batch before the ceremony and then multiply them for everyone no problem. Oh, Bee, you can turn that off.
Sure, I... Uh-oh.
Bee?
Hold on, I can fix this! I don't think I can fix this!
Bee, the room is filling up with toroids!
I believe they are increasing exponentially. They will overtake the room in roughly 40 seconds.
Bee, you have to stop it! Smash your laptop or something!
I can't do that! Then it wouldn't be controlled at all!
Is it really controlled now?
It should crash soon, and that'll stop it!
Okay, but is it gonna crash before or after we... drown in toroids?
Oh! Idea!
Please let this be better than your last idea.
Happy! Clear path to the pantry!
As you wish.
Okay, follow me. This should... okay, here. And then I came this way, and... yeah, over here!
Are these trees?
It is snowing.
Yes! We're in Everall!
Just in time, because this for sure would have killed us. Is everyone okay?
I am sticky, but unharmed.
I'm fine, too. Phew! Sorry, guys. That is 100% my bad. I must have screwed something up. I bet my variable definition was sloppy. See? This is why you always test your code.
Well, plus side, it didn't not work. We did make a bunch of toroids.
Ugh.
Ugh? What's wrong? Happy said they were fine.
They're not poison, but they're not fine. Taste for yourself.
This is stale.
Oh, man! I bet I know what happened. It's like when you make a copy of a copy and the quality just keeps degrading.
Is there a way to retain quality in the copies?
Probably, but I don't know that I can learn it in such a short time. I mean, we just saw what happens when I rush out code.
Okay, well, it was worth a shot. Thanks for trying. Now, how do we get out of here?
The way back will show up once we do whatever we're supposed to do.
What do you mean, whatever we're supposed to do? Can't you teleport us out?
I can't. It's like a no-fly zone. You can only get in or out if Everall lets you. I promise it's not as ominous as I just made it sound.
Something is strange.
Would you like to narrow that statement down, or should we start guessing?
Below the snow, I sense something.
Something we should try to dig up? Or something we should run from before the Jaws theme starts playing?
The former.
Do you need help, or... or you can just melt the snow with aberrant fire. That's fine, too.
That looks like... oh my god! Is that...
that's a ring! Is that the ring?
This is a flower of the crown. The regent's ring.
Yes! Oh, finally something is going right! How did it even get here? Actually, I don't care. Hey, maybe that's why Everall let us in. To get this back. Maybe we should try to leave and see what... what's that?
Stand behind me.
Don't be frightened. It's only me.
Timor?
Whoa. Huh, when you said have bunny, I was thinking like top-bottom, not split down the middle.
Wild, right? Anyway, Timor! Good to see you. How's it been? Actually, how long has it been for you?
The last time we spoke in this spot was 10 years ago.
10? Dang, you look good. Really good. If anything, your fur looks less gray than the last time I saw you.
Ah, such is the way of age.
What?
It's easier to just go with whatever he says.
Got it. What retracted?
I trust you've been well, Harold.
Yeah. I mean, we almost just died, but it's no big.
And what news of the true king?
Oh, right, that. Working on it. Sorry it's taking so long. There was a whole thing with some birds. Long story.
I'm sure whatever it was very important, but I was sent to you with a message to deliver along with the sword.
Just a message? That's great. Being on the fringe of a quest is way better than being the main guy. What's the message?
He no longer needs to come to Everall to slay the witch's mount.
Oh, awesome. Should I just bring back the sword then?
No, he'll need it. He no longer needs to come to defeat the beast because it is no longer in Everall.
Come again?
The seals keeping Everall separate from your realm have weakened due to the perpetual winter and the lack of renewal caused by the seasons. The beast escaped and hunts the one who slew its master.
Wait, so there's just a monster somewhere in the palace and nobody noticed?
Oh, the beast is tricky. It will have hidden up until now if it thought it would get a better chance to attack. But once you return, it will sense you have been made aware of its presence, and I fear you won't have long.
But we do, right? Time moves slower here, so we can just sit here and plan for a couple of hours, and when we get back...
The tolling.
What does that mean?
It means we're getting kicked out. Yep, see? There's our exit.
What? No, we need more time.
You must go now. Find the true king. Return to him his weapon. He is your only hope.
Got it. Sorry about all the litter. We'd clean it up, but...
Okay. New development. Don't love it, but maybe it's not so bad. Just because this monster knows we know it's here doesn't mean it'll attack right away. Maybe it's taking a nap.
I do not believe it is taking a nap.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks.
I got B's message and came as quickly as I... why are there toroids all over the... Never mind. Is everyone safe?
Well, none of us are safe with the monster and all, but we're okay.
Then why did you call for me? Not that I dislike seeing you, but something rather pressing is going on.
This is related. You should probably know there's a portal in your pantry to a place called Everall.
Ever what?
Long story. I'll tell you later. But we found the ring! Show her, Happy!
Here it is.
Yes, this is it, but how? Never mind. Thank you for finding this. Truly.
That's not all. We also have this.
A sword? I have a sword.
It's not for you. This is the only weapon that can kill that thing. Again, long story. But someone accidentally walked into Everall before I did, probably in the last couple of days, and they did a whole quest with this sword. Timor said it was a fearsome warrior wearing foreign garb, small in stature but a master swordsman. Probably one of your guys, right?
That could be a couple of guards I know.
Great. Round them up, figure out which one it is, give them the sword, and we should be good.
Right. Thank you. And you all stay safe here. You've already been through enough trouble since you've arrived.
No, wait!
What is it?
Did you decide between the confetti and chocolate sprinkles for the cookies?
Definitely confetti.
Oh, great. Good luck with that monster. Okay, assuming we don't all die, this wedding is still happening tomorrow, and there still needs to be a cake. That little duplication spell ruined all of our progress by smashing up everything, but we still have just enough time to get this cake made. B, I'm hoping you know some spell that can get this place cleaned up super fast.
I have an idea, but you're not gonna like it.
Try me.
I can try to send the mess to your kitchen back in Soligard. You know, like an equivalent exchange thing? I would send it to a different kitchen, but yours is the only one I really spend enough time in to make it work.
Oh, we totally scrubbed down that place before we left.
I don't have to do it.
Yes, you do. We can't spend all night cleaning. Let's just have a moment of silence for future me and, all right, do it. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let's set up a place to work. We need sugar, butter, flour, eggs.
Let me in!
Parker?
Open the door! It's an emergency!
Oh my god, what is he doing in the hall? Are you trying to get yourself killed? There's a monster on the loose and you're still trying to sneak in here for food?
I'm not here for food. That's what I keep trying to tell you. I need to get Brightsong.
Brightsong?
Hang on. Brightsong? That's the sword Timur gave me.
Wait, the sword has a name?
Yeah, sorry, it didn't come up before, and... Wait, rewind! What?!
The witch's mount is loose. I thought I killed it when I killed her, but I only wounded it. I need to put Brightsong into its heart, or else we're doomed.
But Timur talked about the hero like he was a full adult. You're like... 10.
Yeah, he ages backwards for some reason. I kept telling him I was a kid, but he wasn't really getting it.
Oh, that explains his fur and that weird thing he said. But he also said you were a master swordsman.
I come to Amaranth during the summer to train with my aunt.
Your entire family is so unfairly cool.
Hey, Anna said you were in the wedding. Are you the ring bearer by any chance?
Yeah.
And that explains how the ring got there.
I wasn't trying to steal it. I just wanted to hold it, and I didn't realize I'd left it in Everall. That's why I kept trying to get back into the kitchen, but no one would listen to me.
Okay, well, we're listening to you now.
Great. I need my sword.
Your aunt is currently in possession of the sword.
Where is she?
Looking for you, apparently.
I'm gonna go find her.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, let go of me!
Are we cool about sending a 10-year-old kid out alone to kill a monster? Because it wasn't cool when I was a 10-year-old kid being asked to go kill a monster.
I can do it.
But do you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Still feels iffy. Yeah, but I also don't love that.
Don't worry, I got this. Let me just shift into tablet mode and... Okay, Parker, on my back.
What?
Come on, piggyback. There we go. And... Shield! You guys handle the cake. I'm gonna get the 10-year-old to his magic sword so he can kill a monster before it ruins this wedding. That's gotta be a new sentence. Okay, Parker, you ready?
Ready.
Let's rock! Oh my god! If you don't have a 5-star Yelp rating after this, we should sue.
I can't believe we're done.
Like, I don't even know who you'd sue, but you should find someone to sue and sue them. Sorry I couldn't help much until the end.
You were fighting a monster. I think you get a pass.
That kid honestly could have done that without me. He was really good. Actually, I was thinking about it, and I think he must have been in there for a lot longer than me. Like... He mentioned some stuff that happened, and it was way more than 3 days worth of stuff.
How much more?
Enough that someone should definitely help him unpack that at some point, but not enough that he's currently having an existential crisis, so that's good at least.
Mm-hmm. The ceremony should be nearing completion. We will need to bring the cake to the banquet hall.
I know. I just want to take a breath and relax for 1 second. Guys, we did it! I know it's been a long couple of days, but it's all worth it because...
It's cursed!
What? No, the cake!
The cake doesn't matter! Make room for her!
Oh my god, is that the queen? Is she?
Not dead. Not yet, at least. I mean, she's breathing and...
Well, okay, slow down. What happened? You said there was a curse?
Yes, I assume it's a curse. The ceremony was happening. We were near the end. Everything was good. She placed the ring on my finger, and then I placed this one on hers, and she collapsed. And then everyone else collapsed, too. The cleric, the wedding party, the guests. Everyone except for me and Anna. I came straight here because I hoped you might also be unaffected, given your... various resistances to magic.
Let me get a look at the ring.
Careful.
Yeah, I can see it. I can't tell what it is exactly, but I can see the curse with my true sight. Oh, man. I didn't get a really good look at it when we found it before, and it's really subtle.
It is aberrant.
You can tell? And you didn't say anything? Is this another kid in the cupboard situation?
No. I could not sense it before it was activated. Now I can, and it is likely that you would not have been able to sense it earlier either, even if you had been looking.
If it's aberrant, do you know what it is, or how to reverse it?
I will request the information. One moment.
I will never get used to that.
Anything?
The Radicans.
They were eradicated years ago.
Not before one of the family made a pact with one of my kind to have a curse put on the Regent's ring as a final act of treason. It was to lie dormant until Marigold married, and then throw the kingdom into turmoil to provide them another opportunity to coup, if they survived to use it.
But none of that helps us. What about the curse itself? How do we break it?
It is a simple curse. Undone with a kiss.
No, I tried that. Obviously, that was the first thing I tried. It didn't work.
No, not a romantic kiss. The kiss must be familial in nature. Blood family.
Oh, that's easy then.
Easy?
Don't you remember?
She doesn't have any blood family. They slaughtered them all.
That was the goal, to make a simple curse impossible to break. Adding insult to injury.
Why are you saying that so casually? I don't understand why you're so calm.
I wasn't going to say this because it's really none of my business, and it's clearly a secret since neither of you know. But it's relevant all of a sudden, so I'm going to let you all in on something. The Queen does have family. Blood family. And I'm looking at it.
Me? No, I'm not. I'm an orphan.
Yeah. Because your entire family was slaughtered by the Radicans. Well, most of it anyway. I mean, think about it. The Queen took you in personally. She doesn't do that for every orphan, does she?
I mean, no, but...
Plus before, with the doves. And again, just now. You should have been cursed, but you weren't. Did you wonder why? I mean, Happy and I are weird. Bee's witchy and not really from here, so she probably slipped the Synecdoche's entanglement that way. And the consort's ring is also a flower of the crown, so it's protective. But what about you?
I thought I got lucky.
Not lucky. Protected. You said there were 6 flowers of the crown, but Happy was right. There are 7. And you're wearing one. The lily.
But this is just something my parents left me with.
Right. Your parents. The Duke and Duchess of the House of Lilies.
Oh my god, it all makes sense! The perfect hair and the talking to animals? I should have guessed! That's all textbook princess stuff!
And one more thing. Anna isn't your name. Or at least not your full name. I had Happy check the Abyss records the other day for confirmation since I was curious. So I'm sure. You're not just Anna. You're Liliana, Princess of the House of Lilies.
No, she's dead.
She's you.
If that's true, why wouldn't she just tell me?
For safety. It makes sense. She would know you'd have a target on your back. Letting everyone think you died, including you, would be the safest. And it would explain the job in the kitchens, despite the lack of affinity. No offense.
None taken?
It was an easy way to keep you close and safe. But anyway, my main point here is we can all take it down several notches. The curse can be broken. Everything's fine. Except for my cake.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking. I'm so... Sorry, Sig, I didn't mean...
No, it's fine. I mean, it's your cake, and I get it. Cake or wife isn't really a hard choice. Speaking of, Anna, you should probably wake her up so they can make that official.
Oh, yes, of course.
Actually, wait.
What?
Happy, they're not in danger or pain or anything while they're knocked out like that, are they?
No. They are, in effect, sleeping.
Great. Then, do you two want to take one last quick 6 to 9 hour trip to Everall? Assuming the portal lets us in again?
The place the monster came from. Why?
Oh, I get it. Time warp shenanigans.
Hang tight for, like, a minute. Don't worry. I promised you a wedding cake, and you will have a wedding cake.
Do you think we'll get in trouble if we just fall asleep here on the kitchen floor? Like, worst case scenario, what do they do to us? I mean, Anna's in charge of the kitchens, and she'll be cool about it, right?
Oh, no.
There is no reason to be concerned. B's assessment is correct.
No, I just remembered we shifted all the mess to the bakery.
Oh, I forgot about that. Do you think they'd let us shift it back here? I mean, they kinda owe us.
No, we can't do that. That's like the opposite of customer service. We'll figure something out. Let's worry about that later. I think we deserve a break.
I'd be inclined to agree.
No, Your Majesty!
Enough with the formalities. If we're alone, just call me by my name. Isadora Two. We talked about it, and we decided that you have more than earned the right after all you've put up with the past 3 days on our account. We consider you friends of the royal family. The entire royal family.
Yeah. Sorry about letting the cat out of the bag, but in my defense, I didn't really have a choice, and it was kinda hidden in plain sight.
It doesn't take as many layers of artifice as you might think to hide a person who's supposed to be dead. The easiest mystery to keep under wraps is one no one is trying to solve. And I'm not upset that you told her. She needed to know. I was planning on telling her last year, but there was that whole business with the Dread Lich, and it didn't seem to be a good time.
She really cares about you, and she hates working in the kitchens. She's not going to tell you to your face, but you should probably hook her up with a new job.
The job was always meant to be temporary. I know she doesn't enjoy the drudgery of the kitchens, but I thought it would be good for her to learn management skills and the ins and outs of palace life while keeping a low profile. Soon enough, she'll be managing a lot more than just kitchens. But I trust you'll keep that information to yourselves until it is officially announced.
Of course. At Signature Eats, we have a very strict baker-client confidentiality policy.
Well, I'll be sure to tell that to all the guests who ask for your contact information.
They asked for my contact information?
That's what I came to tell you. Expect a lot of correspondence in the next few weeks. I believe you're about to have a lot more exciting opportunities.
Hopefully not this exciting.
Not that this wasn't a great experience.
No, she's right. I would not wish a repeat of the last 3 days on you all. I'm not even sure I'm fully caught up. There's a portal in the pantry?
Don't worry about that. It should be sealed off now. But if it acts up, just get Parker to handle it. He knows what he's doing.
And the cooks who got turned into chickens?
Doves. They were turned into doves over chicken.
Over fish, really.
Right. My mistake. But how are they? Are they back to normal?
They should be by the morning.
I'll have to check in on them then. And what about...
Marigold? It's late.
Ah, so that's the amount of wine that needs to be in your system for you to finally drop my title. Duly noted.
You should all go to bed too. You've been awake 33 hours of this 24-hour day. In fact, I am ordering it. First order as Queen Consort. Go to bed.
Well, in that case, we better go. Come on, guys.
We can talk in the morning. And, B, you have to show me how you did that cake topper. It really tied the whole cake together.
Night, Marigold. Night, Isadora.
Until the morning.
Good night, Marigold. Night, Izzy.
What did you just...
B, you owe me 20 silver pieces. Run!
This special episode, Let Them Eat Wedding Cake, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Sig is voiced by Wes Haas. Happy is voiced by Carson Otto. B is voiced by Sarah Ruth Thomas. This episode featured Briar Zachary as the voice of Lady Isadora. Sarah Griffin as the voice of Queen Marigold. Georgia Holland as the voice of Anna. Kaylee Horowitz as the voice of Parker. Samara Mears as the voice of Belfic. And Andrew Oakes as the voice of Timor. Special thanks to Nina Nikolic. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Ha! You thought some flimsy wards were enough to keep me out of here? Seems like someone forgot who they're dealing with. Wait, where is everyone? Sig!
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.